Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness, where we explore the real and the raw experiences of motherhood and provide practical tips to help you thrive, because it's no fun of just surviving, right? I'm Dre Williams, and today's episode is all about a topic that's incredibly important yet often overlooked: burnout among new moms, especially even if you are a seasoned mom, have experienced burnout at some point or another. So we're going to dive into how burnout can lead to serious mental health issues like postpartum depression, particularly for women of color, and how you can turn things around with the right support. Okay, let's get into it. Motherhood is a journey filled with highs and lows, as we know, because you guys have been, through that experience, right? Or you're going through it. While it's a beautiful experience, it can also be incredibly demanding at times. I know, because I have currently a 1 and 3 year old. I say that all the time, but I definitely understand where there can be a day filled with chaos. But at the end, it's just so beautiful when you reflect of like, wow, the day ended, And I'm in a season of learning to accept that, even though the day is hard, I always know the day is going to end. And that's what keeps me going, right? So for many new moms, the constant juggling of responsibilities, the lack of sleep, and the overwhelming pressure to care for everybody else can lead to burnout. This isn't just about feeling tired. Burnout can have serious implications for your mental health, including the risk of postpartum depression. Burnout is more than just physical exhaustion, you guys. It's a state of emotional and mental depletion. Like, you just are like decision fatigue that can just affect your mood, your energy levels, and overall well-being, especially for Black women. These challenges can be compounded from additional stressors such as cultural expectations, limited access to support, and systematic barriers. And I'm not even going to get into that today, because that can be a whole nother episode by itself. And I love these topics. So if you're interested in me going and diving into deep about additional stressors, I would love to do that. But right now, I'm going to stay focused and not go on a soapbox, okay? So this can make the experience of burnout even more intense and isolating, especially as a Black woman. If you're not having the resources, if you're struggling to make ends meet, it just can be tough, okay? Some days you're going to wake up and you're already ready to go to bed. That's a red flag, And you just have to go through the process to figure out, what do you need? How can I feel better? That's what you want to focus on. How can I get better? And that's why we're going to go through some great tips on how you can get there. And don't feel like you have to do it all in one night. It's a process. Just like it was a process for you to get burned out, it's a process of recovering from burnout, okay? And that's why I also have my Exhausted to Energy guide for moms on my digital store at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com. All right, so my first tip: to create a self-care routine with intentionality. Okay, you can have intentionality and not do it, but you want to have intentionality and actually do it. Establish a daily or weekly self-care routine that is both manageable and fulfilling. And it's a non-negotiable, like, you have to show up for yourself. Put it on the calendar, put it in your phone, put it wherever, and let people know, like, hey, on this day, at this time, I'm making time for myself. It doesn't have to be elaborate. Sometimes it can be small, it can be little actions, but it makes the biggest difference. Let me tell you how to implement this and make it actionable. You set aside 10 to 15 minutes each day. And if you're like, I don't even have 10 to 15 minutes, set aside 5 minutes, okay? Start where you are. Whether you want to read, you want to journal, take a bubble bath, take a quick walk, even if it's not outside, even if it's around your house, sometimes you got to be where your feet are and you have to go through that process. But find something that recharges you. I'm so serious, because on those tough days, whether you have a long day at work, the kids, they're just going through some things that day, you want to be able to find something that's going to help you unwind. You don't always want it to be something where you're drinking wine or whatever activities that can do that's not going to move you forward in your health. Yes, a little sip of wine, the red wine, they say it's good. But you want to have other healthy habits too as well, right? So you're going to schedule this time on your calendar as you would with any other important appointment. Because like I said, it's about the intentionality actually doing it. And you want to have that consistency that helps make you get better at self-care. Create that habit. And that consistent self-care is going to reduce stress, increase your emotional resilience, and help you feel more in control even during those busy days. Because even think about it like this. If you're having a hard day, but you get a moment to just recharge and regroup, and I know for me personally, not to go on a tangent, but just talk about for me, I am a solution-oriented person. But if I'm in the moment and I'm overwhelmed and it's so many things pulling and tugging at me, I'm not ever able to think clearly, right? I can still get stuff done, but I'm not at my best. But when I have that moment to sit and just regroup and like, okay, how can I make sure that these things happen without feeling burned out? I can plan better. My brain can work, So I don't want you to feel like because you are in a season where you're constantly going, that you're not able to take those moments to rest. Because you can. You just have to be very intentional and consistent about it. And just work on building a support network, even virtually. Reach out and connect with other moms or support networks. I even have the Nurture Mama membership where you can connect with moms and build lifelong relationships where it's like, oh, if I don't have anybody in my friend group who has kids yet, oh, I can join a group that's going to have women who are moms and they understand what I'm going through. Because it's good to have friends who don't have kids yet because you get a different perspective on life. But you also sometimes need somebody who can relate to what you're going through. You don't want to always feel like, oh, nobody knows what I'm going through, or I don't have anybody I can call to help me. And that's where that village comes in. That's where that support network comes in. Even if you find online communities, virtual meetups, social media is a great place to even start. Join parenting groups or forums that resonate with your interests and challenges. I know Facebook has a lot of them, right? You can set up friend dates, whether y'all go to the park with your kids or you guys go to lunch or wherever you're doing, find that community. You need community. Even sometimes you may not see people that do things exactly like you would, but if you figure out if their mindset and mentality lines up where you are and their actions, that can help too. You don't always have to have the perfect friends because there's no such thing as perfect, So, social support is crucial for combating feelings of isolation. Connecting with others who understand your experiences can provide validation, advice, and a sense of belonging. Because sometimes it's refreshing. Have you ever just sat with somebody who understood exactly what you're going through and you're just like, wow, it's not just me? I had a talk with a friend the other day and it just made me laugh because me and my husband were having a tough moment with our boys. And somebody texted me like, oh, I'm having the same morning. And it just, even though we're both going through it, it just gives you that affirmation, that spark of like, it's not just me. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about community, right? Yes, I am still building my community. I'm still growing, but I have people I can contact or call or text, whatever you want to phrase it as, right? And my last one is prioritize the small wins and celebrate progress. It's all about progress, okay? It's all about the steps. Because when you get to the end, it feels good. But going through that process and seeing who you're becoming, it's a beautiful process. And there's so many ways I could talk about that. But going through the process, embracing the milestones. I know even when I had a 2-year-old with a newborn, and at that time, I was like, how am I going to make it through the first year, right? Even though you take it day by day, but the woman that I became through that process, those 365 days, right? It's not the same woman that started the process. And it felt good to make it to the first birthday, right? But then there's another challenge along the way. Now we're dealing with other milestones, right? And so that's why I say celebrate that. So my tip for you is to prioritize small wins and celebrate progress. Focus on achieving the manageable goals. Pick 3 to 4 tasks a day to get done. Don't feel like you have to fill up your whole planner because it has a whole bunch of bullet points. Like, pick 3 to 4. Our time does not look the same as people who don't have kids, right? And depending on your day to day, it may look different. If you're working outside the house, if you're working in the house, are you full time with your kids, full time at work? Like, it's just so many parallels. And that's why I said don't compare yourself, just focus on 3 to 4 tasks. And celebrate those wins when you check off the list. And even if you don't be able to check that list off that day, know that you're in the process of starting. You had a next day, if Lord willing. But you're good, you know? And it's gonna help you build momentum and improve your mood. And so here's what you're gonna start doing. Break your task into smaller steps and acknowledge each achievement, no matter how minor it seems. For example, if I get all of us out the house on time and we make it somewhere, I'm gonna celebrate that for myself. If I stepped away from the boys for 5 minutes and was able to just breathe and do something I enjoy for a few minutes, I'm gonna celebrate that. If I'm recording this podcast episode right now, I'm gonna celebrate that. Okay? It's not about having those elaborate wins all the time. Sometimes you gotta take it where you can. You can use a journal or a digital planner or whatever it is to track your progress and reflect on your accomplishments regularly. But celebrating small victories can provide a sense of achievement and motivate you to keep going. So helping to just help you feel better. And if y'all want me to, I can make a whole podcast episode having minimal decision fatigue. But here's the good news of it all. You don't have to navigate this journey alone. If you're tired of running on empty and you want to surround yourself with a community that prioritizes wellness, the Nurturing Mama membership might just be what you need right now in this season. Let me tell you how amazing it is and how excited I am to roll this out to you. You could build lifelong bonds. Joining this membership means connecting with a community of moms who truly get it. Imagine being a part of a supportive network where you can build deep, meaningful relationships with others, share your experiences through a supportive chat, engaging in virtual meetups and mom networking events. You'll have a safe space to share, seek advice, and celebrate your journey. You can stay on track with your personalized, guided wellness goals. You won't ever feel alone because you always have a group of women you could turn to. You can have personalized accountability. You'll have regular check-ins, goal settings, dedicated partners to help you stay motivated, whatever you need to help motivate that. But what you have to do is have that mentality of, I can do this. I have accountability and I'm going to take those steps. Okay? You can have access to exclusive content and resources from tailored self-care strategies to advanced wellness techniques and specialized content designed to elevate your journey, okay? That's what we're doing. So if you are interested in that, go to navigatingpostpartumwellness.com and click on the membership tab and sign up. The Diamond membership is $45 a month where you get full access to all of the great things that I just talked to you about. In Platinum membership, you will be able to be in the chats. You will be able to get personalized guidance. Only thing is, you won't be able to have that specialized content and resources, but guess what? You'll still be in the community. And if you decide, like, oh, this is good, I want to upgrade my membership, you will be able to. But remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. If you're struggling with burnout or postpartum depression, know that support is available. You don't have to go through this alone. So be sure to check out the Nurturing the Mama membership and join the community. Thank you for tuning in to Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other moms who might benefit. Until next time, check out my blogs on NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com and see you then. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.